I build it on the rock of God. Build it on the rock, Christ Jesus. I dug down deep and build it on the rock. Build it on the rock of God. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. The rock holds me. The rock holds me. I rest on the rock, and the rock holds me. Resting on the rock of God. Why should I fear when the wind swept by? Build it on the rock, Christ Jesus. For shaken me when the waves roll by. Build it on the rock of God. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. The rock holds me, the rock holds me. I rest on the rock, and the rock holds me. Resting on the rock of God. Hush, raging billows on the land. Build it on the rock, Christ Jesus. Oh, peace, he still needs his loving hand. Build it on the rock of God. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. The rock holds me, the rock holds me. I rest on the rock, and the rock holds me. Resting on the rock of God. Praise God for our foundation sure. Build it on the rock, Christ Jesus. No storms can harm our house secure. Build it on the rock of God. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. The rock holds me. The rock holds me. I rest on the rock, and the rock holds me. Resting on the rock of God. I hold not the rock, but the rock holds me. The rock holds me. The rock holds me. I rest on the rock, and the rock holds me. Resting on the rock of God. Amen. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. From the beginning, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Let his name be exalted. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, raising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. When I am tried, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. We worship you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing I from the beginning. Amen.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love.
Praise God. Let's ask the Lord to bless the word today. Praise God. We'll bow our heads and ask him to make this word of God meaningful to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the way that you deal with our lives, the way that you're here in our midst, how we praise you, that we can feel your presence. Oh, glory to God. Bless us now, Lord, as we go into the Word. Help us, Lord, to understand what is being said. We know that you are the faithful God, and we claim your promises, Father, are enabling and enabling to bring forth the Word as you would have it. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, Lord God. Well, you can see the cause of Christ. The Lord gave me this message. I was just meditating not too many days ago and thinking about what would I speak about today. And this word kept coming to my mind, the cause, the cause. Right now we see people rebelling in the United States. They have a cause, they say, the cause. You've heard that statement so much. They're not godly. They're going against God. They're going against the people of God and anybody that professes any kind of any good at all. They're against it, aren't they? The cause. But praise the Lord that there are some people who have a wonderful cause. If you watch the news any at all, you know that this big community church out in California, how they went ahead and met in their church building, and the police came in, and the man's got a big suit against, the pastor has a great big suit against him now for opening his church building because the government did not give him permission to do that. They were locked down. They were not to have meetings. And he's a well-known preacher. MacArthur is his name. He's on TV and everything else. He went ahead and opened that meeting anyway, and now they're suing him and trying to tear him down. You can see the way that this world is going toward evil right now. This would have been unheard of. We have a right to worship as we please, not for somebody to dictate. But then we know that there's great numbers of people that are meeting on the beaches. And it was such a blessing to me. I don't know how many of you saw this, but I go on the line on my computer, you know, and all of these people had come into this big park, and they were just kneeling all over the ground in this whole park, worshiping the Lord. They were there for a cause. The cause was to worship God, to be faithful to God, to seek after God. We're living in the evil time, folks. They would come in and take away our rights if we could. They would do that. And we know things are not going to get better. They're going to be worse and worse. Praise the Lord that we can come. Oh, another thing the government has said. In some churches, you can't sing in church. You must not sing in church because as you sing, droplets go through the air and might get on somebody else and they might get coronavirus. They might get it. They might get it. Isn't that ridiculous? And it's all, you can see, the arm of the enemy coming in, trying to bring about these evil things that are trying to hinder us spiritually. We are not hindered, praise the Lord. Let's don't let the devil even have a part of anything in our thoughts. We are the children of the living God, and we stand for the ways of the truth of the Word of God. The Word of God tells us to meet together. We've done things. We first two times we met together, we all wore masks. Then this whole county was declared we didn't need to wear masks. So we quit wearing the masks to church. But we still are trying to observe, to be careful about one another. Praise God. God is faithful. Paul tells us in the 13th chapter of Romans, he tells us there that we are to be subject to the higher powers. And we are, but if they go against what the Word of God teaches us, we cannot do that. That's what's happened over history, over the time of history, the past, where dictators and government said, we will not allow the worship of the Lord God. And so they just set up rules and they keep people from going and meeting and come into their midst and arrest them, kill them. In poor Nigeria, there are so many Christians being killed all the time. My heart goes out to them. We have liberty in the Lord Jesus. We have liberty in the United States, and we need to stand for it. praise the Lord. So there is a cause that the Lord. In John 12:27, Jesus went to the cross because he said, for this cause came I into the world. So what is a cause? It means in that place a dedicated time, a dedicated thing that had to come about. Jesus Christ had a dedicated prophecies of his coming. It was the Father's will from before the foundation of the world, and he came because of that cause. Okay? Now, the word cause in the Word of God means this: a person or thing that gives rise to action. And you can see that in the world today. These weirdos go up there. They say that they're doing this for the black man. The majority of them are white people. And a lot of them are very well-off young people coming from rich homes. Don't have anything better to do with their life than to go around burning up things and destroying police cars. This is their cause. So a person or thing that gives rise to action, a principle or an aim, a movement that because of deep commitment, one is prepared to defend or advocate a certain thing. Now that's a meaning from the Word of God, what the Word of God means when it says cause in the Word. And I'm going to ask you today, do you have a cause? Everybody in this world's got a cause. All those people that are riding, they're going about because they have a cause. And they want everybody to know what their cause is. How about you? Do you have a cause? Is there something that dominates your life that means so much to you that you will do anything to do that, to obey that cause that is on your life? Praise the Lord. Glory to God for the Word. Now, when Jesus was going to the cross, he emphasized his cause. He says, to this end was I born, and for this cause I came into the world. So what cause did you come into the world? You think God has anything to do with that? Sure. He has a will of God for every one of us as his children. There's a cause that you are here today. There's a reason God has you right here today. And so Jesus came to fulfill the cause of God, to fulfill the Word of God. The Apostle Paul was a man who came and was obedient to the cause. He uses that word a lot, in case you haven't noticed it. When the Lord gave me this message, I started looking through Paul's epistles and found out how many times he says the word cause. This is the cause. Praise the Lord. So I want us to turn in our Bibles to 1 Timothy, the first chapter. 1 Timothy, the first chapter. Verse 12. For this cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Paul says, I am suffering because of the cause. If they would come in here today and say, you've got to close down, you can't have all these people in here without masks and all of this stuff, get out of here, this is the law, we're going to pass this law, we would be suffering because of the cause. Paul's cause. He went through so much for the cause of the Word of God, for the cause of the truth. He suffered imprisonments. And this book, brother, is teaching us on Sunday morning, is written from the prison. He's in prison in this book. And he's writing this because he is suffering for Christ. But he wants to be in that cause. That cause, that place that God has ordained for us to be. Glory to God. For this cause I have obtained mercy. In verse 14, this good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Spirit. Verse 16, I may have my text wrong. No, I think I miswrote my notes. Okay, so anyway, for this cause, Paul made it his cause. It was the Lord's cause, but he made it his cause. How do you live your life? Do you always live just by your cause, whatever causes you happiness, whatever causes you to feel good in your life? Or do you dedicate yourself to the cause of the Lord, like Apostle Paul? In the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians, we're just going to look at a few of these instances that where Paul talks about the cause. 1 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, verse 12. I labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day. I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Wherefore, I beseech you, be you followers of me. For this cause I have sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in Christ, as I teach you everywhere in every truth, every church, everywhere in every church. Because these saints at Corinth were having all kinds of problems. If you read the book of Corinthians, you'll know that. They had many, many different problems. Oh. Sometimes I've thought, wonder why all that's in there. You know, but isn't it true that that helps us to realize that churches today have the same kind of problems? I mean, and that we all need this admonition? And so Paul had a cause, and his cause was to give rise to action. That's what this word I found meant right here. It's something that gives rise to action. If you have a cause for something, like those rioters, they say, this is our cause to cause trouble. This is our cause to make people notice us. What is our cause? Are we like Paul, that we admonish and teach the word of God because it's our cause? Even though we are reviled, as he says there, even though we are persecuted, even though we suffer it, are we willing to suffer? Are we willing to have this as our cause? For this cause, he sent Timothy there to help them. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He was burdened and he cared about these Corinthian people. And all he administered, and he wanted them to grow and change. The cause is the same today. The cause is the same today. To teach God's word to those who don't know the way and the truth. All of us can teach the word of God. Did you know that? You might think, oh, I can't do that. I can never speak in front of anybody. How about to your friend that maybe you know that isn't saved, that you've never told them about Christ? God expects us to have a cause. Our cause is to love the word of God and to spread this word of God. All of us can teach, if nothing else, by how we live. All of us can, by the lifestyle that we live, show what we have in Christ. That can be our cause, to be like Christ and to be an example to others. Lights in this world, the scripture talks about being a light in this world. Talk to others about Christ. You'll be blessed by it. Your life will speak that wonderful thing. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter. 1 Thessalonians, we had a lesson on the book of 1 Thessalonians here a while back. We're just going to cover just a few scriptures here. 2nd of 1 Thessalonians, Your Bible ever gets so worn that the pages don't want to turn? I think that's a good sign. It's not that I'm neglecting my Bible. It's because it's getting worn out again. Not the first one I've worn out, but this one is getting worn out and sticks together. Okay, 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you. We preached unto you the gospel of God. And again, we have to remind you again, he was only here 3 weeks. To this church, he went there and he ministered to them for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And yet they were real overcomers. They laid hold of that word and they were persecuted terribly. But Paul had a cause. He was going to get every bit of the word he could into those people so they would be able to stand. You know, at times we have recorded in Acts that he would preach all night. If I preached all night, how many of you would stay? I doubt it. I don't think I would have any audience left. Unless you went to sleep on the bench. All right, so we're going to read on. He said, we preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how holily, that's the word holy, it means with an atmosphere of Christ and God, and justly and unblameably we behaved, or our actions were this way, ourselves among you that believed. They acted Christian, they acted the right way, that caused these people to want to believe and accept. You are witnesses, and God also, okay? Verse 11, as you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children, that you would walk worthy of God, who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. Paul's ministry had a motive. He wasn't just up there to make everybody think, oh, what a wonderful speaker he is. No, that wasn't his aim. His aim was to plant the word of God in the heart. Now notice what he says in verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing. And I think the original says continually. We thank God continually, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. What was the cause? To preach the word of God in such a way that the people of Thessalonica would be full overcomers in Christ. Think of the truth that he has in this book of 1 Thessalonians. The coming of Jesus, the warning about being ready for the coming of Jesus, correction in chapter 3, chapter 4, for all of the things that possibly they were involved in that were wrong. All of these things were the cause of Paul. That's why he gave his life. He was beheaded for Christ by Rome. He gave his life. He had a cause. What is our cause? Why are you here? Are you just here to make a living? Are you just here to have friends and loved ones? Is that all that you're here for? No. The reason you're here is because God has called you. You are called of God. You are a child of the living God. Everyone here this morning is a believer in Christ. You know God has called you. God has a reason for your life. And if you don't know what that is, you need to ask the Lord, what is the cause of my life? Why am I here? What cause? What is the cause? You want me? What do you want me to do? It's important. You know, the scripture Paul tells us that we are the body of Christ, and we're all members in particular, and we all have different jobs. God has given us all these different ministries. He wants us, each one, to be active in that ministry, whatever it is that he's given to us. There's a cause. See, for this cause, Paul thanked God without ceasing. Because when they received the Word of God, they didn't just say, oh, yeah, Paul taught that way. Yeah, I guess that's right. That isn't what happened at all. When they heard it, they believed that it was the Word of God in truth. And it was effectually working in them because they did that. When you hear the Word of God, you might think, oh, that minister's so good. I just love to hear them, you know. But if that's all you're getting out of it because you like the minister or you like the way they present it, that's not enough. What you need to be getting out of it is, what is God trying to work in me through this? What is the cause of my hearing this? What is the cause of this Word of God? I want to change. I want to be different. Glory to God. What rejoicing to a minister's heart to know that people are following the cause. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to 1 Thessalonians, the third chapter, verse 4. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and you know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by any means the tempter have tempted you and our labor be in vain. Isn't that a wonderful thing that Paul had the people on his heart so much, so greatly, that he was concerned about whether they were continuing on believing God and all the tribulations. Notice we don't have really a record of this too much in the rest of this book. He says there in verse 4, we were with you and told you before that you should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass. So it came to pass that they were persecuted because of their belief in the Lord. And Paul is saying, for this cause, this is the cause of my concern. When I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith. Praise the Lord. Paul was comforted. He showed his love and care because of that cause that was in his heart. I hope that each of us are like that. We are a unit, that came to my mind when I was sitting. You know, we're all individuals here, but God has called us into this body. This body, this church meets together. We are a unit. We belong to the living God. We are joined together. We ought to have as our cause to bless the people of this church, to bless one another by our presence here. It's encouraging when we all come. It's very encouraging. Isn't it to you? It is encouraging to me. Let's go to Philippians. Philippians. I don't mean to keep you. I kind of got sidetracked there, so we'll try to hurry. Philippians 2, verse 13 through 18. He says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as the lights of the world. Isn't that the truth about our nation today, that we are in a crooked and perverse nation? We are. It's terrible. Praise the Lord, but we are victors in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to read on down to verse 18. Let's read verse 17. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Apostle Paul wrote this letter from prison, and we don't know exactly. Some believe he got out for a while, and then he was taken back in, but we don't know that exactly. But we know that he suffered very much. I saw a picture of the prison where he was held, and it was a granary or something at the beginning, and it just had a hole in the top, and they would pour grain or water or something down in there to preserve it. That's where they were keeping Paul. Was down. Now, this is according to the computer, so whether you want to believe the computer always, that's another thing. But anyway, Paul was going through a lot of suffering, but yet he was rejoicing, though he was in prison, for the saints with a cause. He had a cause. Every day as he sat there in that prison, he was praying for the people of Philippi. He was praying for the Thessalonians. He was praying for the Galatians. He was praying for the people. There was a cause. You know, sometimes when we go through trial, we think, what cause could this be? What thing could this be? Why this, Lord? This is too hard. I can't take this. Do you ever feel that way, or am I the only one? See, there's a cause. There's a cause. The cause, you know, overall is that he is working in us. And he knows exactly what it takes. Remember we talked about the potter and the clay? I used to do a little bit of that. And I told you how you take the clay right at first. You got to burst the bubbles out of it. So you throw it on the table as hard as you can, because that blow is going to get those bubbles out of there. And think of all the other things you do to it. If you know anything about making something with clay, well, the Lord has a cause, and he's working that. Okay, Ephesians. Let's look at Ephesians real quick. Ephesians, the second chapter. I think I got it right this time. Okay, verse 19 of chapter 2 of Ephesians. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And you're built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Have you ever thought of that, that we're all growing together into a holy temple of the Lord? Praise the Lord. In whom you also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Read verse 1 of chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. This book also was written from prison. But the cause of Paul was to write these letters. Do you know that Paul was such a busy man that if he had not gone in prison, he probably wouldn't have written these letters? God had a reason to allow him to go into prison. Sitting there in that mush or whatever he was, sometimes he had helpers. Sometimes people came in that could help him. Luke was very faithful to come there and get permission to go and see Paul at times. But a lot of times it must have been very hard just to sit in that prison. But he had a cause. And he wrote all of these letters to the saints to encourage them to follow God, to walk with God. And you can turn, if you want to 2 Timothy 1:12, but I'm just going to read it to you. It says this, for the which cause I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. This was the cause that Paul suffered for. He was willing to do that because it wasn't just some old made-up idea. It wasn't something that he just supposed in himself that he was supposed to do, become a Christian and be an evangelist and teacher and preacher and prisoner and all these things, because he knew the cause. He was in tune with the Heavenly Father that showed him there was a cause. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One more scripture, then we'll go. Colossians 1. Colossians 1, verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ at Colossae, grace be to you. He begins to teach them and speak to them about their faith in Christ. He had heard of their faith in Jesus Christ. He heard of their hope in verse 5. He was very, very blessed by their yielding to God. Colossians is a wonderful book. Most of us have studied it, but if you haven't, read it. Read it. It's good. Going on down, let's look at verse 9. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We understand that maybe a more correct translation would be the knowledge of his exact will. Sometimes it's hard for us to know what the will of God is about something. We've had that experience before in our life where we had to really wait on God to show us what the will of God was. in verse 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, to all pleasing, being fruitful to every good work, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, and to all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us able. The word is used meet, but it means able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us and from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through the blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Paul's cause, how important. He desired that the saints of God, the people that he had ministered to, would come to a deeper understanding of God's will in their life. I don't think there's any minister in the world that desires less than that for the people that they're ministering to. I think that the cause of our being ministers is that we love people and we want them also to come into the knowledge and the blessing of knowing the Lord fully. Glory to God. So, that's it. What is your cause? Why do you do things? Why do you come here to meeting? I know you don't come just to show off your clothes. So, what is it? Why would you take the time to come to meeting? I know you can answer me. Because you love Jesus. And because you want to bless others. Did you know your presence here blesses other people? Just being here. It encourages me, for one thing. It's good to preach to some people. Glory to God. I'm glad to preach to one or two of you. But it sure blesses me when you come out. Glory to God. Because I know that it's going to bless you when you come. You're going to get something out of it. You know, the week, I go through the week praying, Lord, give me the message for next Sunday. And he always does. He gives it to me. The thought will come into my head. And then I spend time before the Lord in prayer and study. And he just brings it all together. Any minister here knows that. The Lord brings it all together. He shows us exactly what to say, what to bring forth. So we're going to sing a song. If you have any needs, feel free to come. We'd be glad to pray for you. Glory to God.
Just over in the glory land. Amen. I've a home prepared where the saints abide, just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land. I am on my way to those mansions fair, just over in the glory land, there to sing God's praise and his glory share, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, and where the happy host abide, just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see just over in the glory land. And with kindred saints there forever be, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, with the blood-washed throng I will shout and sing. Just over in the glory land, let hosannas to Christ the Lord and King. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand. Just over in the glory land.